The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time. Mail time.
The mail's here.
When you control the mail, you control
information.
I want you to do, hey, tighten up. Oh, you tighten up. Hey, man, oh, y'all tighten up. What y'all doing out there? Hey, y'all tighten up, man.
If there's something strange in your lead, who you gonna call?
Sleeper
Wire! Hey, what the hell are y'all doing? What the hell? Hey, Chili's, y'all doing a good job, though. Cheer on. Hey, straight up. I appreciate how y'all been doing. Y'all been shaking the hell out of them pom-poms.
Where is Atlanta fan?
But them, hey.
Where is Atlanta fan when you need him? Where that guy was from last year, Falcons fan, cheering on his team as they left the field, headed to the locker room in the half, telling him to tighten up.
That's right. Well, you know where the Atlanta fans are right now. They're in hiding. They're in deep, deep hiding. But I feel like this is a get-right game for them. The hype is now. Everyone's like, oh, Green Bay's back. They're doing their thing. But I think Falcons are going to come and win this game. I think this is going
to
happen.
Well, they need to. Somebody's going to get fired pretty soon in Atlanta. Let's get into the show. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening. Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack Show, the only live call-in advice show that's weekly, consistent, and has at least one host who shows up on a regular basis. Let me give you the phone number because you can call into this show. The phone number to call in is 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. You can reach us. I am producer Steve. We got Lucas over here. He is Show Me the Money Guy. There are some players that flashed some cash this week. And if you have any fantasy questions about those guys, about trades, about waivers, about anything you want to ask fantasy-wise, we'll take your questions. You can also join our Facebook group. If you go to Facebook, look in groups, Sleeperwire Fantasy Football Club. We're also on Twitter, at Sleeperwire Show. And I believe we're on YouTube as well. We got a call. So I believe that this is Curtis. Let's just jump right into the phone calls. Guys, if you call in, we take you right ahead of the line. So, good evening, Sleeper Wire Show. Is this Curtis? Curtis?
Hello.
Oh, shoot. I had him muted. Hey, what's up, man? What's up, buddy?
What's up, Curtis? How we doing? Are we feeling better this week, or is it still just like a hopeless despair and free fall?
Your boy 0-3 right now, but it's all good.
Oh, no.
What happened, Curtis?
It's Hollywood Brown wet the bed. We had Deontay Johnson got injured first quarter, so that killed me. I went against Pat Mahomes and Kelce Fax, so I was out of there. My team did good. I was able to make some good moves. I had two people on my team and do nothing. And rest of my team put up like 160, and I literally lost by 2 points. But it's all good.
Well, that's rough. But, you know, there is some solace in there that your team is putting up points, right? And so, you know, you have to walk away feeling okay.
I finally got back. Michael Thomas, and Michael Thomas turning in the right way, and I got back George Kittle. So I think it's weak. My team should have tried.
Yeah, they're both heading in the right direction. So, you know, fingers crossed that, you know, no more of this COVID stuff. And, you know, and when they're talking about these games being postponed, they're talking about right now, I believe, attempting to postpone them from Sunday to Monday, Tuesday, so that they're still on this week's slate. So we'll see how that really goes down. But, yeah.
All right. So let me ask some quick questions right quick. All right. For my receivers, how my receivers are right now. I got Cooper Kupp. I feel confident. I want to start Devontae Parker this week. He has a really good juicy matchup against Seattle. So, I feel like this should be a good week to start him. And my wide receiver one position is Michael Thomas. If he's healthy, I would like to start him.
Right.
How do you guys feel about that?
I like absolutely all of those. If you can fit those three into your lineup, I think Parker is a fine flex this week. They're at home, and you know, Parker, if he just continues doing what he's doing, that's a fine flex.
All right. I got a trade proposal as well. RBs I'm starting this week is Kenyon Drake, Josh Jacobs, and James Conner. But I got a trade proposal for Melvin Gordon, and I want to see you guys thought about it.
So you have Melvin Gordon, or you're trying to get Melvin Gordon?
Yes, I have. I currently have Melvin Gordon.
Okay, all right. So he's your fourth.
His proposal to guy my friend told me, because he's on three as well. So, and he has no running backs now. All his running backs hurting him that I need. And everybody else in the league is trying to start his team. So he's trying to come to me, and I'm trying to at least be fair with him. So he's trying to trade me Amari Cooper, but he said he wants Melvin Gordon and Jonnu Smith and AJ Brown. Thoughts?
Straight up for Amari?
For Amari Cooper. Yes.
Man, I like Amari, don't get me wrong, but they still want to run the ball, and that football, they have five different targets right now, right? That's difficult for me. I'm not completely sold on Amari week in and week out, and the way that the season is going, having running backs that are going to guarantee get touches. I know that Denver's not great, but having Melvin Gordon there as a bell cow back for a team as your fourth running back, I feel like there's a lot of value in that. And then on top of that, AJ Brown is a baller. Granted, Amari Cooper is better, but I mean, what is let me check what the targets are looking like for Amari right now. So I mean, 14, 9, 12. He's pretty consistent. He's getting the 80. He's not getting in the end zone, which you would like, but he has a big floor. I still feel like that's quite a bit to give up there, though. Steve, what do you think on this?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That seems like a high price for one player. Who's the out of those three guys? Who's the one that you want to keep the most?
I don't care for the trade. Because my receivers in total, I have Michael Thomas, Deontay, Deontay Johnson, Cooper Kupp, Devontae Parker, AJ Brown, and I have Hollywood Brown as well.
Yeah.
So I have receivers. I was just out and my starting my main tight end is George Kittle, and I have Jonathan Smith. I was able to pick up Jonathan Smith on week one as soon as George Kittle had got hurt.
Man, if you could get a lower tier running back, a lottery pick thrown in there with that trade, maybe I think it might be good. It just seems like you're giving up a lot. You know what I mean? Like get just a handcuff, a good handcuff, or a guy that's contributing a little bit that might take off later.
What he has Myles Gaskin. Should I try to get Myles Gaskin from him?
I think that'd be decent. I like Myles Gaskin, especially in a PPR. He's getting work, he's getting touches, and he looks pretty good. And he was really good in college as well. And he's just kind of flown under the radar, and they didn't use him in his rookie year. And now we're fast forward a little bit of time, and he's finally getting his time to shine, and he looks pretty good. So if you could get Myles Gaskin in that trade, I'd be okay with it. But you don't want to deplete yourself at running back in a year that's going to be more volatile than any year. Having the depth is going to be more beneficial, because we don't know what COVID cases are going to look like going forward, and it's going to be good to have real depth that you can plug in to your lineup with between the COVID and the injuries that we're seeing. So you definitely want some more there.
Okay. Guys, you had said earlier that since they have James Conner, and he said they moved his game Monday to Tuesday. So you feel I should leave my lineup? Instead of flexing on number one?
So what I would do is I would take Connor out of your lineup until you have confirmation that they are going to be playing the game for sure. So the game is being played in Tennessee. They have shut down the Titans facility all week. They're opening it back up Saturday, so they're wanting to push it to Monday or Tuesday in order to give the team enough time to practice and prepare for the game, is what the team is upset about right now. So I would take Connor out of your lineup right now and act as if you're going to have to be without him until they give you the confirmation that that the game's for sure going to be played, which we should know tomorrow or the day after that. We should know by Thursday or Friday.
Okay, because my pivot can be Melvin Gordon. I need to know. So like, should I, because right now I have Connor in my flex. So I should take Connor out of the flex and move down Josh Jacobs, who I have my RB2 spot, put him in a flex and plug in Melvin Gordon instead.
Yeah, the biggest issue that you're running into there is that the Denver Broncos play tomorrow night, Thursday night. So I'm not sure if we're going to have confirmation on Connor or not. If you have another player that you can throw into your flex that's playing on Sunday that you would be happy to play, but that's if we get confirmation that Connor's not going to be able to, that's really the risk that you're taking. If you put in Melvin Gordon, then you're basically saying that you're not going to play Connor. So it just depends. You had to weigh those options.
I got you. Yeah, it's kind of a head scratcher right there because of the whole
fantasy football in 2020, baby. You know, this is you really got to show those manager skills here.
We knew it was going to happen eventually, and I'm surprised we made it through the first 3 weeks, to be honest with you, with no delays. So it's something we got to deal with now.
All right, guys. Sure. Well, then I appreciate help as always, man.
Absolutely, Curtis. You're the best. You have a great week, man.
Keep doing. Thanks.
Good luck, buddy.
All right, you as well, guys.
All right, buddy. Sound like Curtis was doing the dishes in the background there. Guys, if you want to call in and do weird things in the background while you talk to us, the phone number is 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. You can call in right now. Phone lines are wide open. You can also reach us if you're listening on Mixler. You can reach us in the chat. In fact, let's jump to the chat right now. Mr. MJ Creech. Hey, guys, 10-team full PPR, trade Kareem Hunt for Keenan Allen or Mike Evans. My running backs are Kamara, Miles Sanders, Josh Kelly. My receivers are Ridley, Moore, Chark, Cooks, Marquise Brown. Worth the loss of running back depth? My initial, quick reaction would be don't need to do it.
Yeah, you're not inundated with running backs, and you're not needy at wide receiver. I know that it feels that way right now because you haven't had Chark, but all you're going to be really doing is giving yourself a headache at trying to figure out which wide receiver that you're going to play. I like Keenan Allen, he's a wide receiver too with some upside with Herbert, but you're really just giving yourself a headache and kind of taking away some of your depth at running back. And if Chubb were to go down, heaven forbid, Hunt will be a top five running back the rest of the year.
Easily.
But then not only that, is that Hunt is going to get work no matter what the game script is, but there are game scripts that will favor Hunt, and you will have Hunt outscoring Chubb in some weeks. I know he's a little groin thing, but if it's me, I'm really not wanting to trade Hunt.
Yeah, me either. And then, I know you. It looks like at wide receiver, you're going to have some decisions every week because you don't have a clear cut number one guy. But that's the only thing I would be looking at. And I'm not sure if Keenan Allen is a clear cut number one guy every week. I think Mike Evans might be, but you'd almost better just kind of stay in a put. I like your team right now, Ricardo Banks. PPR, rest of season, Mixon and Boyd or Drake and Cup with combo wins? Oh, what combo wins? So what pair do you like better, Lucas?
That's tough. That's a really good question because I do like Mixon more than Drake, but I like Cup more than Boyd. It's really kind of a wash for me, but I think that I would probably rather have Drake and Cup just because both of them are on prolific offenses this season.
Yes. Let's move on. Captain Kurt said he was washing the dishes. Yeah, the Bengals are interesting. Burrow's interesting. Yeah.
I love T. Higgins. I personally love T. Higgins. He is, you know, he looked to be the red zone target for Burrow. I heard a stat the other day that Burrow is tied for end zone throws with Aaron Rodgers, tied for number one in a number of end zone throws. He's able to extend the play and get that open. AJ Green just doesn't look that good to me, and I think that we're going to see an emergence of T. Higgins going forward, so I think that we'll see Burrow step up. And I also think that Mixon is a buy low target right now, so absolutely, if you can get a hold of Mixon, do it.
Burrow's shown some toughness, and he's taken shots, and that's kind of what you want. And I think you're right. That. AJ Green, I think, is just collecting a paycheck this year. Thomas Hentz Sr., David Montgomery, T. Higgins, and OBJ for a trade question for Mike Evans and Samuel, full PPR. I have Chark, Deontay, Johnson, Elliott, Aaron Jones, and Keenan Allen. So he's given up Montgomery and Higgins and OBJ for getting Evans and Samuel.
Which Samuel are we talking? Are we talking about Debo?
I'm not sure. Thomas, tell us if it's Debo or Curtis or whoever. What Samuel are we talking about here? We'll wait on that. Let's jump to the mail sack questions. We got a couple here. JTLVPEZ. Should I stop smoking weed? Help? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Oh, God. It's sativa, bro. I can't smoke sativa. I'll answer this for the Sleepwire crew. Don't just say no to drugs. Say no thank you. I am the walrus. That must be Andy Reid in his fantasy team. Kenny G against the Saints or Devontae Parker versus the Seahawks?
Kenny G.
Yeah, give me Kenny
G. I like both of them, but I'm never sitting Kenny G.
I need a saxophone sound effect to play when we talk about Kenny
G. That's right. Yeah, we need to get that going. Just that smooth.
I'll have that for next week.
For your crazy cool cats.
Right. Riki wants to know, do I trust Jeff Wilson Jr. this week?
I mean, as much as you can, it really depends on who else that you have. I think that running game is definitely a piece that you'd like to have a shot at. But when you say trust, what are you wanting? Are you expecting a floor of 7 or 8 points? Or are you trusting that he's going to get you, like, I think you can trust he's going to get a few touches and he'll probably do something with them. Mm. I'm not sure that I'm looking for some explosive game out of him.
Right. Not a high ceiling lottery ticket guy. Back to Thomas Hurts Sr. Thomas Hentz Sr. Sorry. So the David Montgomery, T. Higgins, and OBJ for Mike Evans and Curtis Samuel, full PPR.
I'm not doing it. I'd rather have the first three that you have.
Yeah. Shark, DeAndre, Johnson, Elliott, Aaron Jones, Keenan Allen. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen Samuel on a lot of waiver wires too.
Yeah, he's good. Don't get me wrong, but
he's not
OBJ.
Yeah.
You know, the game scripts really haven't favored the Browns having to throw the ball a lot. They've just been running it down people's throats. When they get into some situations where they're trailing, they're going to be force feeding the ball to OBJ. That, you know, he is still a stud. So I know that he hasn't had a huge breakout game yet, and he's not seeing a ton of targets, but whenever they get in games that they're trailing and not able to just run Chubb a ton, they're going to start throwing the ball more.
Yeah. Okay, let's jump back to the mail sack. Garlic City struggling at wide receiver, offered to me Gallup for Waller. I'm going to assume that you have another good tight end if you're shopping Waller or if you're thinking about getting rid of him. What do you think? If Waller's your tight end too, are you buying Gallup?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Yeah,
I'm all right with that too. Another run heavy team in Oakland. They want to punch the ball down the field with Josh Jacobs. JSir 23, should I trade Robinson for Diggs? Currently running backs are CEH, Josh Jacobs, Mike Davis. Wide receivers are Thielen, Deontay Johnson. I think I would do that. PPR league. I think I would do that.
Yeah, I think that I probably would as well. I know James Robinson's been balling out. He looks, you know, he definitely looks good. He's running hard. But that team is so bad. Jacksonville just looked awful last Thursday against Miami. So I think I would probably do that.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, you could always flip... Shoot, you could always flip Diggs for something else, too.
But he needs the wide receiver, though. So it's like, yeah. You know, what? When I'm looking here, what better wide receiver would you really hope to get than Diggs? He's a wide receiver one, so yeah. I mean... You know, I guess you could go after one of the Seattle wide receivers if you trust in them more. I think Diggs is a good candidate.
I think he's trying to rebuild the old Minnesota wide receiver core with Dealing and Diggs.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, they do well together.
Oh, we got a new host coming to show here. Let me add this. Sven, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to the show.
What up? Yeah, I heard you guys needed some. I was like, let me hop on with you.
What up, fam?
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing good, man.
We're fine. We're good. We got a call, actually, Sven. So just out of the fire, into the pot, talk with Gabriel here. Gabriel, thanks for calling the Sleeper Wire show, buddy. What's your question?
Hey, you guys saved my number?
Yeah, well, the system I have showed up that you called again. So, yeah, what's up, man? How you doing?
That's awesome. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
I just have a couple of trend questions real quick. The PPR league. Would you guys trade Devontae Parker and Tyler Boyd for Lockett?
If I'm the Lockett owner, I don't know. But that's tough, man.
Well, so is this a 10 or a 12 team?
12 team.
12 team, and are you pretty set at wide receiver? Like you have depth right now? Like you're having trouble deciding who you're going to play every week?
Yeah, so I have Allen Robinson, I have Kenny Galladay, I have Devontae Parker, I have Tyler Boyd, I have Robbie Anderson.
I would do this for sure.
Those are my five.
Yeah, I would absolutely do that.
So now my other dilemma is, okay, so I had Christian McCaffrey. Luckily, I had Mike Davis, so I'm covered there. But my RB2 is Kareem Hunt. But other than that, like there are all other, you know, just like handcuffs and you know, running back handcuffs in case someone gets hurt, like Latavius Murray, Chase Edmonds. So I really don't have like a, you know, a decent third running back.
Right.
And the Miles Sanders owner and Kenyon Drake owner is willing to trade one of them. Do you think they're worth going after one of them? I know Miles Sanders has a pretty tough schedule. Like the next three games is pretty tough. I'm 3-0 though, so it might be worth it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I think that right now is probably a pretty good buy low on Drake. So depending on what you would have to give up, and it sounds like if they're wanting to do like a wide receiver for a running back kind of trade, I think this is a good time for you to do that because you have a lot of depth at wide receiver and you are you are needing help for running back.
Yeah.
Running backs are also hard to come by.
What do you think, like
so hoard them. Yeah. Hoard the running backs.
So you think like what? So someone with Drake, like Devontae Parker, like do you think Devontae Parker is like buying low for Drake? Would that be? You think he's in last place, so he's definitely just looking for some changes.
If he would do that, you should absolutely jump all over that. But I would expect that he's probably going to ask you to give up more than that. So
yeah, until you try.
That's right.
And then one more. Would you trade in my other league? I have Robert Woods. Would you trade? And I have Noah Fant. Would you trade Robert Woods to get George Kittle, or would you stick with what I have? Because Fant has been playing good, but you know.
Who's his tight end? Who's your tight end?
He has Noah Fant, and so the question here. So that's a getting Kittle for Woods is value wise is a very good trade. But it really depends on what your wide receiver depth is. If you have a lot of wide receivers,
you can give up Robert Woods. Yeah,
then it's not a bad. You know, I have zero issue. Tight ends are becoming more like wide receivers anymore. They're starting to score a lot of points and they're pretty reliable. Noah Fant and Kittle are both baller tight ends, and there's no reason why you can't start one of them in your flex. So if you have a lot of wide receiver depth, the value is absolutely there.
Yeah, I have Calvin Ridley, Stephon Diggs, OBJ, Juju.
Yeah.
So I feel like
run and do that trade right now.
Please, senor! You get to see senor for that one. Make that trade.
I'm going to try to make that happen. All right, guys. I appreciate it like always, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling, Gabe.
Yeah, man.
All right, dude. Take care.
Good evening. Okay. Guys, phone lines are wide open. If you'd like to call in and jump the line, 205-797-SLEEP on your phone. Spell it out, 205-797-5337. We'll go back to the sack now with some other questions. We got up to Jeremy Vang, PPR Superflex. My quarterbacks are Kyler, Haskins, and Foles. Should I trade Godwin for Big Ben? I have Devontae Adams, AJ Green, and Justin Jefferson.
Nope. I think your quarterbacks are fine.
Yeah, why would you try to get rid of Kyler, I guess, is the question. Big Ben's not bad, but I don't think he's going to put up Kyler numbers.
Is he getting – I thought he said Godwin.
Yeah, he's trying to trade Godwin. Yeah, he's trading Godwin for Big Ben. Nope. He's keeping
– Yeah, so he's trying to get Big Ben, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, by trading away Godwin, and it's a super flex. No, I think that the three – I think that you lucked into Foles. He is a gunslinger that should put up some points. You know, he's going to make some mistakes. He's not a perfect he's not a perfect NFL quarterback by any means, but he takes big shots downfield. Miller is coming into his own. Jimmy Graham is able to catch the ball in the end zone, and then Allen Robinson is the baller that he was from 4 years ago. And I think that Montgomery is also going to be coming into his own soon. So I think that you're fine to stay put, and I would hold Godwin.
Okay. Yeah, because if he comes back.
Well, he should come back, right? I mean, he's
When he comes back, though, like AJ Green, he's not doing anything or he's going to get hurt. You know, I mean, it's a sad season for him.
Right. Joe, okay, Big Body Boss. I like that screen name. David Montgomery and Odell for T. Higgins. I'm sorry. Wait, we did this question already. No, we did this question already. All right, we already said we said no to this trade.
Right? Okay, I was going to say no too.
Yeah, we said no to this trade. Romo Bones, what to do with Rojo? Open-ended question, gentlemen. You have 2 minutes to answer. We'll start with Lucas. Sven, keep your mouth shut, please. Don't interrupt.
You know, I think it's going to be a split touch backfield there. Fournette is the better player, but Rojo is a guy that you can throw in a pinch, and he's still getting some touches.
Excuse me. Rojo is good. He's a good guy. He's a good guy, Rojo.
Spin's favorite.
Sorry, so, I had to.
You know, it's just one of those precarious situations with running backs that we're going by committee in a lot of these places, and he's going to be a guy that if you have an injury or bye weeks or whatever that you can just throw into your lineup. So I don't know that I would drop him unless you have just a short bench and there's a stud on the waiver wire.
I want to see what the situation. I mean, Leonard Fournette was the guy last week. Who knows? I would still keep him.
Yeah, keep him too.
Keep him on the bench.
This guy's name is Mike. He wants to know about a trade. James Conner and Hollywood Brown to get Keenan Allen and David Montgomery half-point league.
I love Keenan more than Hollywood, that's for sure. I like Conner more than Montgomery, I think, at the moment. But
I think I would do it.
I think I would too because they're giving – yeah, yeah.
I think I would do it. I do like Connor slightly more than Montgomery, but I think Montgomery is trending up, especially now with Cohen with the torn ACL and out for the season. And I also think that the Bears are about – because of Foles, they're about to be more proficient. They're going to have longer drives. They're going to – you know, Montgomery's going to have more chances to fall into the end zone. And – you know, I'm not on the same boat that thinks that Connor is this huge injury risk like everybody else is, but there is some merit to that, and they have other running backs that they are kind of sneaking in there. We saw them bring in Snell on the 1 yard line. You know, they're not giving Connor the easy goal line work. So I think you go ahead and do that.
Pull the trigger.
I just think that Keenan Allen definitely makes up for those points if Connor scores more than Montgomery. Like with Marquise Brown, he's hit or miss. So mm-hmm. Keenan Allen, you know, is going to get like 12 to 15 targets now with Justin Herbert starting.
All right. We got a caller. I do not have screening abilities tonight. So, caller, you're going to have to introduce yourself. Thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show. What's your name?
What's going on, yo? It's Ricardo.
Hey, Ricardo.
What's up, man?
Thanks for calling in, man. What do you got?
I had a question. It's kind of too long to text, so that's why I'm calling off of this shit. Here's the deal. I'm looking to get a running back, right? Here's my opponent's roster right now. He has Dalvin Cook, James Robinson, Aaron Jones, and Chris Carson. I want to get one of those dudes from him.
And this is your opponent that you're playing this week?
No, I'm not. I'm playing him in like 3 weeks. I ain't paying him no time soon. So I want to get one of those running backs: Dalvin Cook, Robinson, Chris Carson, or what was it? Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
Green Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, my running backs are CEH and Mixon with Murray and Kelly and Dobbins.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, you definitely need a little bit of an upgrade at running back. Right now, at least. You don't know what some of these guys can do later on.
I need an upgrade, yeah. My wide receivers is Ridley, Robinson, Boyd, and Judy and Beasley. So, okay. I'm 3-0. I'm 3-0 right now. I'm looking good, but I kind of need an upgrade on that running back position.
Yeah, so you have you really have three startable wide receivers. You have Beasley there also, which is kind of hit or miss. But like, I'm not sure that you have the depth to trade away.
I know that's
one of your wide receivers, unless you can go snag exactly. like a Higgins or an Ayuk off of the waivers right now. Those are a couple of guys that I like. You have, yeah,
if he's available, especially this week.
Yeah. But I'm just kind of thinking season long, and I love Renfro, but they want to run first, and then Waller is kind of their guy that they exactly. throw to. So I'm not sure that he would be a PPR machine on another team. But man, I know you want to square up with running backs, but all it takes is the Ravens to get smart and Dobbins to start getting more work for you to yep. really be set there. So I think that because you don't have a ton of depth anywhere, that you will hurt yourself by making moves by trading one position for another.
Do you have good quarterbacks that you could right. possibly trade or tight ends?
My quarterback is Dak and Minshew, and my tight end is Bigby.
Yeah, I cashed in on Minshew a week ago.
Yeah, I think you have to stay put.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I just don't know okay. what a value that you can offer to him.
But if I were going for okay. him, I would go for James Robinson or Aaron Jones. Those are my guys.
Another quick one. I got it.
Sure.
The Drake owner wants my Mixon for Drake. How does that sound?
Mixon's got a tough schedule.
Yeah, I think that Mixon's a much better player. Yeah, I think that I would probably go ahead and do it just because I like the Cardinals a lot better than I like Cincinnati. But I've been a very big like proponent of buy Mixon right now. But I think that's an okay trade. To me, it's kind of a lateral move.
Right.
But if...
who's going to step it up more? You know, yeah, I think that's a good question.
Yeah, I think I would exactly. probably go Drake just because of how annoying they've been with not using Mixon in the passing game when they're trailing
at all.
So
he has nine targets to Geo's 15.
Yeah, I would do it. I would take Drake.
Okay, and rest of the season, Golladay or Boyd?
Golladay.
Yeah, Golladay. He's healthy, man. He's healthy. Gotta go Golladay.
Holiday is my guy.
I do like Boyd okay. too.
But. I appreciate it, fellas. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck, man.
Good call, Ricardo. All right, we got a call. We got a comment from Facebook. Question on PPR: Gurley or Singletary? This is from Mini Jordan 718. Who do you like PPR
for this week?
Yeah, this week.
So we're assuming, right?
Yeah.
What do we got here? Bills, who are they playing?
Atlanta's playing Green Bay at Green Bay, and the Buffalo Bills.
Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders.
Give me Singletary.
Yeah, the Raiders defense is not that good.
Give me Singletary. I just think he looks good. I have never understood the hate on Singletary. Mm-hmm. Zach Moss, I don't get it. Like, I understand he's coming in and he's taking the Frank Gore role, and like, if they use him in the red zone, fantastic. He could fall into the end zone. But in terms of who looks better on the field, it's not even close. Singletary looks explosive. He looks explosive. Every time he touches the ball, he's making people miss. Like, I don't get it. And
13 carries. 13 carries for 71 yards last week, 5.5 yards per carry.
That's all.
Five targets, four catches. Like it's exactly. It's almost like he's like a wannabe Kamara, maybe. You know what I mean? Like he's efficient with his touches, but I mean Kamara just is, he's on another level. I'm saying like but he's kind of like, I will go Singletary this week though.
Yeah, Singletary doesn't have the same pass. You know, Kamara's able to run routes like a wide receiver. Singletary doesn't quite have that in his in his back pocket, and he's not as good at catching. He can catch it, but he's not as good at catching. But for sure, they kind of have that same shifty, quick, elusive, and bursty play style.
Guys, chat real quick about Brian Hill, because he looks like he might be doing something soon. What do you think?
Unless Gurley starts complaining about his knee hurting, I think at best it's going to be a split backfield, but I still think that Gurley is getting the lion's share of the touches.
Okay. All right. Back to the Mixer chat. Oswaldo Andrade, what running backs do I roll this week? I need three. Standard. Here are your choices. Jacobs, David Johnson, Gurley, and James Robinson. So who are you benching out of those four?
Who was the
Josh Jacobs?
Repeat him again.
Johnson, Gurley.
Josh Jacobs, starting him. David Johnson, Gurley, yep. And James Robinson.
Todd Gurley, I'm sitting.
I'm probably sitting.
That was quick. That was a quick response.
Yeah, I am probably sitting Gurley. Houston against Minnesota. I would like them to get David Johnson involved in the passing game. The front line for Minnesota is okay. You can get
enough touches
throw on them.
They're loose. Like they're like. The game script goes for David Johnson, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to sit Gurley also.
Right? James Robinson has been absolutely, like, he's awesome.
You're not sitting him. Yeah.
Right? You can't sit him. He's right in the hot hand right now.
Yeah, they're playing Cincinnati.
There's like four or five running backs that like I would start over Josh Jacobs. I mean, I think he is definitely a must start, so.
Agreed. All right, back to the sack. Page boy, his trade question. His David Johnson and Darren Waller for my Chris Carson and Alan Lazard.
I mean, if you're hurting at tight end, you can do that. And I think Lazard looks really good. There's no doubt about that. But when Adams comes back, he is going to fall to the two, and they want to use Aaron Jones, and they're using him in the passing game also. And then you are going to have games that MVS trumps Lazard. It's just going to happen. And I think Lazard, although he's a good player, sell high candidate.
He's going to have another monster week this week. They're playing the Falcons.
I don't disagree, but in terms of season long, sell high. And if you're doing this, I assume that you need a tight end.
Right, and it's not a bad tight end to go for at all. So
solid, yep.
Whether Edwards and Ruggs are playing, like it does not matter. Mm-mm. So we saw that against the Saints.
All right, back to the Mixer chat. Oswaldo wants to know: start this week, Brady or Rodgers? He's leaning Rodgers. Can we push him over Rodgers. The edge so he falls right over, right into Rodgers' lap?
It's 100% Rodgers. I think that the Chargers are going to upset the Bucks this week, and I'm actually thinking that Brady's going to have a bad week. I think they're going to come after him. They're going to put pressure on him. You're going to see him fold in the pocket and throw up some wobbly ducks, and he's going to have two or three interceptions.
It's the Falcons and the Packers. I think I saw like a stat that like all of their like the three games for the Packers combined for like over 60 plus, over 70, and then like over 60 combined score, like obviously both teams or whatever, and then the Falcons are scoring like I think over 60 as well. So Aaron Rodgers, 100%.
Okay, back to the Mixer chat. Black Mamba 24 PPR. Choose two wide. Choose wide receiver and wide receiver two. Okay, I need to go back to school to read. PPR. Choose a wide receiver two and flex. Here are our choices: OBJ, Marvin Jones, Deontay, Chark, Gurley, and Hamler.
So I'm for sure playing OBJ this week against the Cowboys.
Deontay Johnson, I think I would go with.
Yeah, so again, we're dealing with the Pittsburgh situation that we're not 100% sure.
Oh, if he's playing.
When that game's going to happen. So I would probably monitor that. They're playing Tennessee. This could be a ground-and-pound game anyway. And because they don't, a lot of times – you'll see this with Thursday night games, just because they have a short week and the teams aren't able to really game plan and put a lot in. You see a lot slower pace game and a lot more running without the same fireworks. So I think that even if they do play, we could see a similar situation there. So I would be hesitant to play Deontay over. Actually, I'd be hesitant to play him over. I think I kind of like Gurley in the flex, to be honest.
Marvin Jones hasn't done much. Yeah. Mine was based on, I forgot that I thought they were playing, but I would say Gurley. Guaranteed touches. You know he's going to get somewhere between 10 and 15 touches, right?
Yeah.
That's safe to say.
Watch this be the week that Marvin Jones has one of his, like, you know, oh, Galladay's back. They're playing New Orleans. Galladay and Hopkinson are going to get a ton, and this will be a 200-yard, three-touchdown week for Marvin Jones. But right. I think that I would probably go Gurley, but it's close between him and Marvin.
Yeah.
All right, Black Mama 24 wants to know, should I drop Hamler for Higgins in a PPR?
I would.
Yes.
Okay, two yeses.
Do you trust Burrow or –
Higgins could. I mean, we could very well see Higgins. Higgins is a big dude, 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big boy.
You know, and he that's who Burrow's looking to in the red zone, and Burrow's taking shots downfield. He's extending plays, and I'm not. You know, Hamler. You know, there's a lot of hype on him, but what is he doing? He's not getting a lot of targets.
Higgins.
The team looks bad. I think the upside is a lot more for Higgins.
Ripey in his throwing, so the hell's that?
Right.
All right, well, let's go to, we got a trade question. I love these. Lefty 007. Okay, let me lay it out for you. The roster picture is in the show notes if you want to follow along. Audience, oh, hang on. We got a call. That stops everything. Guys, if you call in,
pretty awesome though.
If you call in, this is what happens. We put you straight to the front of the line. So phone lines are open, 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. Let's take this call. Let's see who this is. Let's see. Caller. Oh, this is Jesus. Hey, Zeus, what's up? Go Raiders, dude. What's up, man?
Raiders. What's up, gang?
What's up, what's up?
What's up, man? We got whooped, man. There's nothing about it. We just got whooped, dude. They ran it on us all day.
Yeah, your coach there, old Gruden, didn't really want to change up the game plan very much. They should have just been balling out. They were double covering Waller. They should have just been throwing to Renfro all game and let him just go off.
Yeah, I know, but it was an old school smash mouth game. They just ran it on us, dude. It was hard to watch.
it was but, a little rough.
Anyways, enough about that. Yeah, it was tough. All right, I'm 1-2 in my main league, right? I had to drop Rams defense because I needed a wide receiver with DJ Chark and Julio Jones out. My core was thin, and I picked up Aguilar because I thought he was going to do something for us, but didn't do much either.
No, not a lot there.
Maybe this week.
Yeah, but I managed to pick up T. Higgins also. How do you guys feel about that?
Love me some T. Higgins.
I only got him in one league.
I got him, man. I got him in a lot of places, and I got him cheap. He was going cheap everywhere. You know, with Rex Burkhead, that was, you know, people were kind of shining on that, and people looking at Chris Carson and, you know, Mo Alie-Cox and Jimmy Graham, Anthony Miller. You know, T. Higgins just kind of fell under the radar, right? He didn't have a you know, he kind of had a sneaky big game, and he's just the guy that is most likely to be like he could be the number one for that team. He has a legit shot to be the number one. He's a huge dude. Burrow's a gunslinger. You know, I like Boyd as a consistent PPR option, but like
he's not a one.
He's a two.
He's a very good two.
He's a two, and there's every possibility that AJ Green is going like this, and T. Higgins is going like this, and you know, we could see the emergence of T. Higgins very soon. So love me some T. Higgins.
Too bad his name's not Joe Mixon.
All right.
That would be nice.
I got a bummer on defense, and it looks like the Titans and Steelers are going to play maybe Monday or Tuesday. I don't know if that's going to count for this week still or next week, if they even play.
What do I do for defense?
Who do I pick up? Because I have Steelers.
You know, if it were me, I probably would have kept the Rams and played them against the Giants.
Giants, oh yeah.
You know, this was a great week to have the Rams. And you know, the Steelers, if they play Monday, it's for sure this week. And if it's Tuesday, I think it still counts as a week four. Also, I'm sure that the fantasy community will make sure that that counts for this week and not for week five, because those teams would still have their week five games slated. So, yeah, man, you're just kind of rolling the dice there to hoping that game's for sure going to be played.
Well, honestly, yeah, I'm kind
of scared about that. The best defenses available are Denver, Green Bay, Houston, Jacksonville, and Cincy. Who do you guys think for those five?
Kind of like Denver against the Jets. It's not bad.
Yeah, but and that's one that you're going to have to know for sure by tomorrow night, though. So you'd have to scoop them up, drop somebody else. It sounds clear to drop somebody. You're in the same position to figure out who you're going to drop. But yeah, so Denver against the Jets is probably the one that I would lean. And I would definitely, you know, just pay attention. We should know by tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday if this is going to happen. And when exactly it's going to happen.
All right. And then Malcolm Brown, is he droppable now or hold on to him? So.
For who? Is there someone in mind that you would like to drop him for?
Well, it would have to be one of the defenses because it's either going to be him who I drop or Aguilar since my wide receivers, I think they're coming back. That's all I'm waiting on. So most likely I'm going to drop Aguilar.
If it's me, I'm dropping Aguilar because I feel like I can find a better wide receiver, honestly, right? Exactly. on the waiver. And Malcolm Brown, I refuse to give up yet. I want to see one more game where he's basically getting game scripted, where he's just not being used and Henderson's getting all the touches. I'm still a slight believer in Malcolm Brown.
We need to see consistency, and we haven't seen that yet. I think that, yes, this is a very, very defining week.
Very, for sure.
Very big week.
All right, sounds good. And my second league, this is my team. Let me know what you guys think, who I should drop or what. I have a quarterback, Deshaun Watson, Cam Newton, and Joe Burrow.
Is this a super flex?
TPR, two wide receivers, two running backs.
Is it super flex?
I have wide receivers. No, we only have one flex.
Okay, so you can only start one quarterback a week?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so if it's me, I'm probably either going to look to trade one of those quarterbacks or get rid of them. You don't need to have three quarterbacks. You're just going to give yourself a headache. It's not helpful for the matchup. For the matchup situation. And I would much rather have an upside wide receiver, running back, tight end in that spot that I can just kind of churn every single week.
Find the guy that drafted Kirk Cousins.
That's right, or Wentz. That guy that's playing Wentz right now. Go ahead and trade him.
And go for him, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and my wide receivers, I have Calvin Ridley, DK Metcalf, CeeDee Lamb, Marquise Brown, and that's it for the wide receivers. And then running backs, I have Jonathan Taylor, Nick Chubb, David Johnson, Josh Kelly, and that's it. And then I'm just rolling with Travis Kelce at tight end.
Yeah, so you're stacked. This is a winning team.
Keep it. Keep
except for the quarterback.
The quarterbacks, yes. Get rid of the quarterbacks.
You know, go either trade or do something with one of those quarterbacks. I honestly think that you'd be fine no matter which one. If you could get a lot of value return for Deshaun Watson, I think you're completely fine having Cam and Burrow for the rest of the season if you can get a big name player out of Watson. Otherwise, see if there's someone else that just wants the depth at quarterback and wants either Cam or Burrow and try to get some value to your team for some depth.
Okay, and I also have Arizona D and Buffalo defense.
I love Buffalo. Love Buffalo.
I do like Buffalo. Two defenses?
Yeah. Should I just drop one? Because I'm never big on holding two defenses except for, you know.
If there's a good enough guy on the waiver, then yeah, definitely go for it.
Yeah, so my answer here is, you know, Arizona's not really one that you have to hold. You know, there's only a couple of them that I think that you really don't want to let go of, and it's like Baltimore, Pittsburgh, the Rams, honestly, and you know, maybe Buffalo. Those are really the only ones that I think that no matter what you're wanting to keep.
Indy's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like that's hit or miss because of what we saw week one with Jacksonville, of all teams. So, yeah, I think that you're okay to drop Arizona, and then if you need to stream another defense on a week, go ahead and do that.
Well, I'm 0-3 in that one, man. I lost three games in a row, so hopefully it turns
it's
around.
It's because he got two defenses.
and three quarterbacks,
yeah, man. No, I don't know how you're 0-3 with that team. That's a winning team. So definitely clear up some bench space there.
Get rid of the quarterback. I just took him back up and drop Arizona D because he's still there.
Who is it?
T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, I mean, that I would definitely rather have him than your second defense. I don't think that you're going to play him over the wide receivers that you have, but there's definitely value there.
I'd almost get a younger lottery ticket guy for that second defense. Get somebody who could pop in the second or third part of the season here, the second or third quarter of the season.
Yep.
Like, who's that dude? A lot of people are talking about the guy from Jacksonville. Actually, one of the guys that was supposed to be on the show tonight is really high. What is it, Chenault?
Chenault, yeah. LaVisca Chenault.
Visca.
Yeah, super high on him, talking about him a lot. So, I mean, you guys like that, you know, maybe not be on great teams, but look athletic and strong and determined and, you know, could have a big second half of the season somehow. Because I don't think anyone's really super excited about T.Y. Hilton right now.
No, not at all.
So disappointing.
Yeah. I wasn't excited because if you guys follow Phillip Rivers, he always had tall wide receivers. They're always 6'1", 6'2", or taller. He never had a short receiver. He's like 5'11".
Yeah, so the thing there is T.Y. Hilton, he's a fast guy. He's a burner. You're going to want a quarterback that's better on a timing route. So T.Y. would do really well with somebody like Aaron Rodgers or Pat Mahomes. And Rivers just isn't that guy. You know, he kind of shot puts it. He's looking for a big body, 6'8", Mo Alley Cox tight end that you just can't miss. That's going to go up and just get the ball wherever it's thrown. With T.Y. being a timing guy and a speedster, that's really not a good fit for Rivers.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because I don't know. I mean, I've watched him enough to know something about him, you know?
Yeah, but alrighty, man. You got any more questions for us?
No, that's it. I'm trying to get this turned around on both leagues because the first one I'm 1-2 and the second one I'm 0-3. So
you'll be all right. You got a good team. You have good teams there, so you're gonna be all right.
All right, Jesus. Right. We're gonna cut you loose, man. Have a good one. Have a good week.
I
appreciate you, Raiders.
Go Raiders! Love it. Guy followed his team from city to city. Okay, now I feel bad about Lefty 007, so let's start that whole thing again. We got the trade situation going on. All right, 1 point PPR. I am being offered Cam and Zeke.
That's the music again.
Yeah, I had to do it. My current quarterbacks are Foles and Cousins. My running backs are Zeke, Taylor, and Jacobs. Good move or hold?
Wait, what was the trade? Cam for Zeke?
Cam for Zeke.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Cam,
no,
Cam for Jonathan Taylor.
I mean, I no, I'm fine with like Foles is a fine fantasy quarterback.
He might get you 20 plus. Yeah, I could see it.
I would much rather have for Zeke. I'm getting a top five quarterback.
Right, I'm getting
the dude was the number two pick 3 weeks ago. He's not injured. He's not in risk of losing his job. Like I know. He's not catching passes like he should be, but I mean, hello. Unless this is Russell Wilson or Josh Allen or, you know, someone that's down on Lamar or grabbing Kyler, like I'm not trading Zeke for anything less than a top five quarterback, period. Period.
Yeah. I'm looking at the rest of his team here. Got a really solid running back core.
Is that his team?
Yeah, that's his team.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. The upgrade from Cousins or Foles to Cam, yeah, not worth Zeke for sure. Maybe package a couple guys. Like, if you're really set on him.
Deontay Johnson and...
What's his third or fourth running back?
Latavius Murray.
Yeah, Latavius.
And that's it. Yeah, the only running back on his bench, it looks like, I think.
So he doesn't have the depth to be trading away a running back. So you know, do a hoose, you know, do a 2-for-1. Try to package in one of your quarterbacks.
It's got three wide receivers on the bench. And,
you know, do a 2-for.
You just tried to sneak that in because
so throw a wide receiver and one of your quarterbacks at him.
Yeah, do that. Cousins and Deontay, Cousins and Tyler Boyd for Cam. Cousins and Tyler Boyd for Cam. That's not too bad.
That'd be all right. Yeah.
That would, you know, not right. Not a great offer, but you know what? Throw it in his face, see what happens.
You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
All right, Lefty, thank you for the question. Desi, most dope, should I trade Rojo for, why did I cross that? For Hines.
Hines.
Non-standard PPR 10 team.
Yeah, I think that Hines has a lot more value in a PPR, and Rojo's kind of a meh, especially in a 10 team.
Yeah, I mean, in a 10 team, are you starting one of them? I don't know. I feel like you should have
maybe Hines on a weird week, but
unless you have like Derrick Henry and McCaffrey this week, or
yeah,
Connor.
And I would never really want to start Hines or Rojo in a 10 team PPR.
I'd have to be really desperate.
I would much want to. I would want an upshot guy.
Oh, speaking of desperate, Bobby Pigskin, trade Mixon and Hurst, get Waller. Yes or no?
No. Nope. Not doing that.
No, señor. No, señor. No.
That's what he wanted.
No, señor.
Was that two no's?
No, señor.
Was that two no's?
Was double he's no? Getting Waller? He'd be going for Waller.
Get Waller, yeah, for Mixon and Hurst.
Oh, I don't know. Waller's been killing it. Mixon, that's tough though. He's technically like he was a high draft pick. Hayden Hurst, I don't know.
You're gonna trade your first or second round pick 3 weeks in for
a tight end that scores a lot of points?
I mean, but it's still it's like.
But would you Would you do it for like Travis Kelce then because of his name? And he does perform well though too.
So for me, I mean, there's only really a couple of guys still at this point that I would be willing to trade Mixon for, and I'm still not doing it for Ertz or Waller or Henry. It's got to be, even though Mark Andrews looked like garbage last night, it's got to be Kelce, Mark Andrews, or Kittle. Or I'm not trading Mixon for anyone else right now. Maybe Higbee, but probably not.
All right. Let's see. Oswaldo wants to know, someone dropped the Bills defense. Should I scoop them up? I currently have the Bucks.
I love the Bills defense. They have
me too.
You know, they have some pretty easy games ahead, and they're killer defense. So yeah, if you got the space, go ahead. That's one of those teams that I really don't mind just letting them hang or actually using them every single week.
Let's jump over to a question here from Jaws Whedon. I believe he's watching on YouTube. What is J-Jaw's major malfunction? Any hope he turns it around? Haven't been able to see much Eagles this year.
He just doesn't have a connection with Wentz. The O-line is garbage there. And
I was never a fan of him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's just another – I mean, he was a high – wasn't he a high draft pick?
He had high draft capital coming right? out. He was a good prospect, but there's nothing there.
He's on that list of forgottens.
Back to Oswaldo. Rams defense also available. So Buffalo Rams, both on the waiver wire. Who do you like better? If you had to pick up one, rest of the season, Buffalo, right?
Buffalo. But I love Rams. Love the Rams.
But Tampa, I mean, their freaking front seven is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't understand why all these. I really don't understand why all of these are
available. What other defenses are you starting?
I mean, these are three of my opinion. These are three of the top seven.
Right? Rest, like
three. So I don't know who people are holding on to.
Got me. Starting the Falcons. They're starting the Falcons defense.
That's a good one.
Atlanta fans in there.
Jeff Wilson, T. Higgins, Hardman, or Brian Gill. I think he means Brian Hill. Worth adding over Ayuk standard league.
They're wanting to know if they should drop Brandon Ayuk for one of these. No, I like Ayuk slightly more. Especially in a standard, they're manufacturing touches for him. He had a rush for like 20 yards, a sweep that got into the end zone. They're just finding any way to get Ayuk the ball. So I really like him, especially in a standard.
Yeah.
All right. Wilson 27, with the Texans' tough schedule right out of the gate first 3 weeks, do you feel like the Texans' offense and defense are both sleepers this week against the non-practicing Vikings this week? I'm desperate in need of a D, so I picked up the Texans. I don't know what need of a D has to do with picking up a fantasy football defense, but you should watch what you type there, Wilson. So, I don't know. The Texans, yeah, they've been... they've been rough to watch. What do you guys think of the Texans after the first 3 weeks here?
Yeah, it's been a tough schedule.
They look like they just, I don't know. Yeah, it's a very tough schedule, though, too. I mean, they did play some very tough teams.
So, you know, they're mostly at full-ish strength on defense, so I think that they're going to have some good games ahead of them.
Are we certain that that game is actually going to happen this week?
Which one?
The Vikings and the Texans? I mean...
well, we assume so because there have been no positive cases that have come out from the Vikings side. All of the cases were from the Titans. I think they're now up to... They're now up to 9 positive cases. 4 from players and 5 from the staff. But so far, nothing has come out about the Vikings having any positive cases whatsoever. So no reason to me why it wouldn't happen.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's crazy. It's been crazy. So
well, and they haven't said who the players are. So we don't even know if they're starters that we're going to use. That we don't really know
right?
much.
Right? Exactly.
And they're giving them the extra days to. I think they're going to keep doing testing. Obviously, the next 2 or 3 days. So hopefully,
Yeah, I think it was a linebacker. The linebacker coach. I think it was mostly defensive players. I think all defensive players, actually.
Okay. All right. Oswaldo, we're clear. Wilson, we're clear. Okay. Any other calls? Now is a good time. The phone lines are wide open. 205-797-5337. 205-79-SLEEP on your cellular telephone or landline. Let's jump back in the mail sack. We're almost done here, guys. We are at Romez Dynasty Superflex question. Okay, so we've got picks involved. Trade CMC and Edelman for Aaron Jones, Cup, a 2021 first rounder, and his roster is in the notes. You guys can see his roster. He has no picks in the 2021 draft except for 2 5th rounders.
So is the 2021 first going to be an early pick, like a top three? Is the person that you're getting the pick from, do they have a garbage team right now? Or are they a team that's competing? Because if it's going to be the 11th or 12th pick, then no, I'm not really that interested.
Maybe.
First pick I would consider it, but I mean, CMC right now is, even in a super flex, is still the number one selection off the board. So I don't think so. I don't think I'm doing this regardless. I'm going to want more than that for CMC.
Two other injury. I mean, you got Dalvin Cook and Miles Sanders. That's it. Those are his only other running backs.
I do like Aaron Jones, though.
This is a dynasty? I'm assuming these are his starters?
Dynasty Superflex.
Those are a dynasty? You would imagine you have more than that, right? I mean, is he just showing us his starters or something? I feel like he should have bigger teams in dynasties.
That's yeah, probably not seeing everything there.
Right?
I don't think that I'm doing this. I'm going to make this guy pay up more. You need another usable player or, I mean, something. You need more than that for CMC.
Yeah. Okay. Romez, thanks for the question. We got Nobile 1. Ooh, okay. So this is a post-trade. I don't know. He might be having trade regret. So let's talk him through this. I just traded Kamara, Josh Kelly, AJ Green, Traquan Smith, for Davante Adams, Josh Jacobs, Justin Jefferson, and Evan Ingram, half point, PPR, 2-flex dynasty. I feel nervous for trading Kamara. I would too. But I think I made my team better. I now have Michael Thomas, Adams, Lockett, and McLaurin, Jacobs, Miles, Sanders, and Jonathan Taylor running back. My other tight end was Higbee. So being a dynasty makes a difference here, I think. Do you guys like the outlook for this team in the future here, having done this trade?
I do.
I think he won a lot, actually, because those are like that. Those are four.
Yeah, you starters. Gave like so gave basically you traded you traded away. You bait like I heard Kamara and then the other names just like went in a trash bin in terms of dynasty. And then I heard four good players coming back to your team. So you pretty much just traded Kamara and your junk for Justin Jefferson, who's going to be a stud, for
he Josh got Jacobs, the top
and he got Devontae Adams, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did I hear that? Oh, dude, you won this.
Yep. And he has Michael Thomas too.
You what? No, dude. You just no.
You stole get from out, that guy. You actually stole. Get you actually stole yeah. from him. You know what? Sorry, no, Bill won.
I can't believe he even. I can't even believe he did that. Like, yeah, Kamara's a baller, no doubt. But like, come on.
Who put this thing together? Me. That's who.
Good job, Noble One. You are the Tony Montana of trades. Supercharger. Who do I start? Goff or Stafford this week?
Ooh. Let's to see.
Are the Rams going to run the ball against the Giants? Is the question. Or is Goff just going to throw for a crap ton of yards against that crappy, crappy defense? Stafford? I don't know.
Give me Stafford.
I like Stafford.
With Galladay back, give me Stafford.
Who are they playing? They're playing the Saints. Their secondary's not anything special.
I know that Stafford is not Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers was able to do whatever he wanted. And Galladay is back. And Hockenson is such a mismatch for that team.
They're going to watch the game film on Darren Waller, what Darren Waller did to them. That's what I would do.
I mean, yeah, I think Stafford. Stafford. Yep, go Stafford.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's jump over to the mixer chat again because Oswaldo's still in there. Should I start Aik, Hilton, or Harry this week? Standard. Need one.
Aik.
Aik, maybe. Because Debo's not back yet. Kittle will be back. Maybe. We don't know yet.
It's between him and Harry for me, but it is going to be Aik.
Yeah. Okay. They want him involved, like you said. And McKinnon could be out too, which also benefits him.
All right. Oswaldo wants to know, should I trade Gurley for Waller? I'm sorry, Gurley and Waller for Mark Andrews? I would say no. No.
No.
Don't do that.
Don't think so.
That's a no, senor. No. My running backs are DJ, Jacobs, Gurley, and James Robinson. No. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
You have Darren Waller. Why would you?
Don't do that.
Yeah, Mark Andrews.
You're giving yourself away.
It's not a big enough upgrade there at the tight end to give away what is at worst a flex play, a bye week fill in, and substantial running back that's getting touches.
All right, Viggs. I got a question from Viggs. I'm going to add to the notes here real quick. Shinester wants to know, 12 team PPR just got sent this trade. So trade evaluation time. Give up Michael Thomas and James Robinson. Get back Josh Jacobs and Mark Andrews. Let's see. Running backs, Mixon, Sanders, JT, James White, Moss, and Robinson. So he's given up Robinson. And his wide receivers are Ridley, Woods, McLaurin, Hollywood Brown, and Michael Thomas.
Did you say this was from Viggs?
Oh, no, this is from Shinester. Sorry.
Okay, I was going to say, I can't be helping Viggs. I'm playing him in two leagues this week, so no advice for Viggs.
Okay.
I don't think I'm doing this.
I love Josh Jacobs. Mark Andrews could maybe turn it. He didn't put his tight ends, though.
No, he didn't.
I think.
No, he didn't put those in.
That would have helped actually a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I do not have. Oh wait, yeah, I did. I just didn't happen to copy it. Gesicki and Logan Thomas.
Yeah, I like Gesicki.
Yeah. If Mo Ali Cox is out there, I'd go up and grab him.
Dude, Gesicki's good.
He's not bad. I don't know. I'm not giving up Michael Thomas though, and James Robinson. I'm not giving up James Robinson. Out of all those running backs, he's the one that I trust right now, probably the most. And I guess JT.
Yeah, I think I'm staying put.
Okay. Shinester, stay put. Tell him no thank you. Just like that dude that was smoking the sativa at the beginning of the show. Just say no thank you. All right, Viggs has a question, and then we'll get back to the mixer chat and wrap it up. With the postponed game and uncertainty around it, would you prepare for this week? As if the game won't happen, would you play Gordon on Thursday over the possibility of Connor Monday, Tuesday? Same question for Judy and Crowder. Judy and Crowder for Juju and Deontay. So, in the next 24 hours, I guess you can wait.
We're going to find out. And the thing is, tomorrow night may be the worst Thursday night football. Like, it could be a very defensive game because both offenses are just going to be so bad that you're not starting anyone. Who are you going to start? You know what I mean? Like, it's, you're really not going to start many guys for tomorrow night. We're going to find out. We're going to find out, I feel like, by Saturday, whether this game's going to happen. Right? Because if they're still testing positive by Saturday, they are not going to play Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, no. No way. They probably won't play. Right? They probably won't play for a week. They'll probably push this game back and play on a weird – I don't know.
Exactly. So I feel like by Saturday, today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Maybe even by Friday we might find out. So
I feel like I have to defer to my counterparts here, because I can only assume that these questions are for teams that are going to be played against me. So I feel some like bias creeping in here, and I'm not sure if I can control it with my answers.
100%. Hey, don't answer. It's fine. Do not answer. It's all good.
Okay. Danny has a question from YouTube. Pick two to start this week. Thielen, Josh Jacobs, Woods, full PPR.
Give me Thielen and Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, but Woods wouldn't be a wrong answer either.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and with the Minnesota situation, I mean, we'll see. If they get a couple sick guys, maybe you got to go Woods. Minimal impact, trying to get a gauge for Justin Jefferson. Trying to get a gauge for what Justin Jefferson went for in Fab. What did he go for in your leagues? Well, I drafted him at the beginning of the season in one of the final rounds, so he went for zero to me. But people picking him up, what did you see people spending?
15 to 25%, mostly around kind of the eight. You know, I saw a lot of like $18 to $23 bids in a $100 league. You know, you see this when a player has a big game, people are going to hope that this is a lottery ticket and going to be a player that's going to be doing that every single week. So there is going to be somebody that's going to spend that kind of money on him. The talent is probably warranted for that in rookie dynasty drafts. He was a first round draft pick. He was taken behind the likes of like CeeDee Lamb and only a couple other wide receivers. So there is merit there, but they're a run first team. Thielen still is the guy. And Jefferson's going to have up and down weeks. So that's kind of around the 20% mark is kind of where I saw him going for pretty consistently.
He might have been drafted in like every league that I'm in. I'm trying to find. Okay, so somebody, are you kidding me? Somebody put $9 on him. But this free agency actually costs real money. So.
Ooh.
You gotta, yeah. I think it's like it's my first year in this league, so who knows?
Yeah, I like that concept.
I do like that. So then, what does that all go into the winter pool at the end of the year?
Yep.
Oh, I like that idea. Okay, cool. So, I mean, well, the obvious follow up question is, what do you think he was actually worth in Fab?
Probably worth $13 to $16.
I don't know. With all the. I guess the thing is, wide receivers, they're not running backs. You know, you can find – next week we're going to look at another. Look at Cedric Wilson. People were going nuts about Cedric Wilson. Like, but it's – Justin Jefferson is the number two. I mean, there's a very – obviously it's different.
He's taking the Diggs role. He's a very talented rookie, high actual draft capital. So I don't know that we are going to have many wide receivers that you're going to see for the rest of the season that are going to be available that will have the kind of trajectory that Justin Jefferson could potentially have. So I think that he out of any are probably worth that. You're going to have guys similar to like Higgins and Anthony Miller, I think, are going to be the best that you're really hoping for, or like snagging a Lazard. I think Jefferson is a tier above them, both in talent and opportunity. But unfortunately, it is a run first team. So he will have weeks that he has four or five targets and, you know, 40 yards.
And he's not going to put up 170 and two touchdowns.
He will have other games like that. I can almost.
I think he will. I think he definitely will. He's got that. He's an electric player. He's that type.
Okay. All right, guys. I'm going to double check the questions here. Minimal impact is good to go. Nothing left in the sleeper thread and nothing left in that. We are good to go. So I want to thank Sven for joining us. I want to make sure I get his information correct. That's what I was just copying here. Fantasy Fam at Fantasy Fam on Twitter. Correct, buddy?
That is. But I also actually just recently, I sent it in the group chat. I created my own. I started my own Twitter now. So I'm.
Hey.
Yeah. What trying is, to get my name out there so people know me, which they probably already do.
What's your handle?
At least I hope so. Fantasy Sven. Fantasy S-V-E-N.
Okay.
Boom.
All right, so guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, one more question. Let's do. Oh no, he said good response. Y'all, Emro. Okay, Oswaldo says we're MVPs. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate that. Appreciate all right, you. So
you're an MVP.
You are, Oswaldo.
You're the MVP.
You're the
one of the main guys. All right, so that is it for the Sleepwire Mail Sack today, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in and for all your questions. If you had other questions and you weren't able to join us on the live show. With the phone number, well, it won't work after the live show. You can reach us at our Fantasy Football Club on Facebook groups. Just look for the Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club, Sleepwire Wire, rather, on Twitter at Sleepwire Wire Show. You want to reach out to Lucas, he's on Twitter as well at Sleepwire Wire LBB. And obviously, special guest Sven, thanks for filling in at the last second here. You can find him. His podcast is a family show. It's called The Fantasy Fam, two brothers and a cousin. Join the fam to win your leagues at
right.
The Fantasy Fam on Twitter or Sven at Fantasy Sven. So simple. Guys, thanks for tuning in. We will be back next Wednesday. Oh, and don't forget the Sunday show. If you guys want to get your questions answered on Sunday morning, your start sit questions, the Sunday morning blitz is the way to go. Dirty Jobs. Who else is on that? Jason, Steve, the other Steve, the Steve that's bald with a beard. They'll answer your questions starting at about 11, 11:30 on Sunday morning, straight up till kickoff. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. You've been tuned into the Mail Sack. We will catch you next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Have a great week 4.